This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus hospitalizations and transmission in Colorado are still high at near record levels. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Monday, the state reported 1,655 patients are hospitalized with confirmed cases. Half of facilities anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week. Colleen Casper with the Colorado Nurses Association says after nearly 2 years of the pandemic, nurses are running on fumes.
They're worn out, and their capacity to deliver care is compromised.
The seven-day rate of positive tests is about 27.5%. That's four times what it was a month ago, but down from nearly 30% last week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
To cope with a big wave of patients, the UC Health System has adopted new emergency department rules about who to admit and what kind of care they receive. ERs screen patients upon arrival. If they don't meet criteria for an emergency condition, they'll be discharged with outpatient follow-up recommendations. Dr. Richard Zane says emergency rooms are strained, but
I don't want anybody to be dissuaded from seeking emergency care. That is not where we are. We are not in a position where we cannot care for people who have emergency medical conditions.
He says the rules are put in place at individual facilities only when needed and will stay until the surge eases up. Car owners in Colorado may get some peace of mind if state lawmakers are successful in their efforts to crack down on the theft of catalytic converters. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Thefts of this particular car part have spiked in recent years because it's relatively easy to cut off of vehicles and can fetch a high resale price. A bipartisan bill would try to crack down on the black market by requiring auto part recyclers verify that a catalytic converter was obtained legally before they buy it, and requiring used converters to be registered with the state. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org and coming up here on Morning Edition. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.